Water is inside you. It surrounds you. And if the latest research is right, it remembers you. Sounds like science fiction, but it's not. A group of scientists discovered something strange. Water might retain information even after the original substance is long gone. Quantum physicists are now finding evidence that water behaves in ways we don't fully understand. And here's where it gets eerie. Every drop of water in your body has existed for billions of years. It's flowed through oceans, storms, even other people. So what if water keeps a record of everything it's touched? What if the water inside you remembers events that happened before you were even alive? And if water has memory, what has it already seen? In 1988, French immunologist Jacques Benveniste made a claim so outrageous that it nearly destroyed his career. He ran an experiment showing that water, even when diluted to the point where none of the original substance remained, still triggered a biological response. It was as if the water remembered what had been inside it. His findings were published in the prestigious journal Nature and immediately ripped apart by the scientific community. But here's what they don't tell you. Benveniste's results weren't just a fluke. Other researchers, ones who had nothing to do with him, started replicating similar anomalies. Water behaving in ways it shouldn't. Then came quantum physics. Researchers studying the molecular structure of water found something eerie. Water molecules don't just exist in random chaos. They seem to organize themselves based on what they've interacted with. And it gets weirder. Some studies suggest that water molecules can encode information in ways eerily similar to computer memory, as if water itself is a storage device. Now think about this. Your body is 60% water. The Earth is covered in water that's been around for billions of years. Every molecule has been part of countless cycles, rivers, oceans, storms, even other people. So if water truly holds memory, then what exactly is stored inside you? The idea that water might store information sounds like something out of science fiction. But here's the problem. The science keeps refusing to go away. Let's start with Luc Montagnier, a Nobel Prize-winning virologist. In 2011, Montagnier conducted an experiment that should have been impossible. He took DNA from a virus, diluted it in water to the point where no physical DNA remained, then placed the solution near a sealed tube of pure water. After exposing both to a weak electromagnetic field, something bizarre happened. The pure water began generating the same DNA sequences as the original sample. Water somehow remembered the structure of the missing DNA. Replication should not have been possible, but it happened. And it didn't stop there. In 2005, a team of physicists discovered that water molecules behave in shockingly organized patterns. Instead of scattering randomly, they seemed to arrange themselves into persistent structured networks. Think about that. Water molecules behaving like a storage system.
So let me get this straight. We've got water pulling DNA out of thin air, organizing itself into memory banks, and reacting to bad vibes like a moody teenager. Yeah, nothing to see here, folks. Totally normal. Meanwhile, scientists are out here pretending this research never happened. Why? Because if this is true, it changes everything.
Exactly. If Montagnier was right, this could rewrite biology as we know it. But it goes even further, because if water can store structure, then it might also be able to store something else. And that brings us to the most chilling experiment of them all. Japanese scientist Masaru Emoto ran an experiment freezing water crystals after exposing them to human emotions. Positive words, prayers, and gratitude produced beautiful symmetrical ice structures. Hate, anger, and negative energy? The crystals became chaotic, fractured, and ugly. Now, mainstream science shrugged this off. But here's the problem. His results were replicated by multiple independent researchers. And if this is real, then water doesn't just hold memory. It responds to thought. Now, here's where it gets personal. The water in your body has been inside thousands of people before you. The water you drink today could have carried the memories of ancient civilizations. What if water is more than just a substance? What if it's a living record, a conscious observer? If water can store information, then what else is it holding? Let's take this further. Your brain is 75% water. Everything you think, everything you remember, and every experience you've ever had is running through a liquid medium that, according to multiple studies, may have the ability to store and react to information. Now let's take this nuclear. What if memory doesn't exist in the brain at all? Some scientists have proposed that memory might not be limited to the brain alone, and the brain is just the hardware that reads it. Consider this. Near-death experiences often involve people recalling memories they never knew they had. Reincarnation cases sometimes feature young children remembering past lives with impossible accuracy.
Oh boy, it's tinfoil hat time. Somebody hand me a helmet before we start channeling Atlantis.
Okay, fine, here we go. Hey, laugh it up. But science is starting to catch up to what mystics and ancient cultures have hinted at for centuries. Ancestral trauma studies suggest that emotions and experiences may be inherited across generations. And guess what? Water has been inside living organisms for billions of years. What if memory, true memory, isn't locked inside our neurons, but in the water that flows through us? Think about it. When you drink a glass of water, you might not just be hydrating, you might be ingesting experiences.
Hold up. So you're telling me I could take a sip of water and suddenly remember being a medieval blacksmith? Fantastic. Next thing you'll say is my morning coffee is holding the wisdom of the ancients. No wonder I get so philosophical after two cups.
Well, if water remembers emotions, reacts to energy, and holds structure, then maybe the reason you feel different after drinking certain water isn't just placebo. Maybe we're interacting with something bigger than us. But here's where it gets even more disturbing. Does water only remember, or does it also transmit? Religions have been talking about sacred water for thousands of years. Holy water, ritual purification, water as a pathway to spiritual transformation. What if ancient cultures weren't just being symbolic? What if they understood something we're only now beginning to rediscover? What if water isn't just life-giving? What if it's alive? And if water has memory, if it has intelligence, then who or what is shaping that memory? For centuries, the idea that water could remember things was dismissed as nonsense. Scientists waved it off as pseudoscience, as nothing more than wishful thinking. But as technology advanced and research became more precise, the evidence started piling up in a way that even skeptics couldn't ignore. But is any of this real? If water can store memories, influence biological systems, and react to electromagnetic fields, shouldn't we see scientific proof of it? Well, that's where things get interesting, because while mainstream science has scoffed at the idea, the evidence has been quietly piling up, and some of it is coming from places you never expect. Let's start with Kurt Wojtrycht, Nobel Prize winner in chemistry. His research in nuclear magnetic resonance, NMR, spectroscopy revealed that water molecules arrange themselves based on prior interactions. In other words, water doesn't just forget what it touches. It forms patterns, almost like memory. But it gets even stranger. Fritz Albert Popp, a pioneer in biophotonics, discovered that water molecules interact with electromagnetic radiation, meaning they might be absorbing and transmitting information, like a biological radio receiver. If water reacts to energy, could it also be storing it? And what about quantum physics? Nobuo Tsuchiya, a Japanese physicist, found that water molecules can exhibit quantum entanglement-like behaviors. What does that even mean? Well, it means water may be communicating information across its molecules in ways that go beyond our current understanding of physics.
So, water is now a sentient supercomputer? Fantastic. Let me guess. Next, you'll tell me it's been watching me shower and judging my life choices.
Oh, it gets worse. At the University of Stuttgart, scientists in 2008 conducted an experiment where droplets of water were exposed to different substances and later analyzed under a microscope. The results? Each droplet retained a unique structural pattern, almost as if it remembered its past interactions. And then we have Harvard. Not some fringe lab. Harvard, one of the most respected research institutions on the planet. If there's anywhere that would shoot this idea down in flames, it's there. Except that didn't happen. In a 2022 study, Harvard researchers found that water molecules adapt their molecular arrangement in ways that seem to store prior interactions, echoing theories from controversial studies decades before. So let's put this all together. Water adapts its molecular structure based on past interactions. Wuthrich, Stuttgart. It responds to and transmits electromagnetic information. Popp, Voikov. It exhibits quantum entanglement-like behavior. Tsuchiya and Chaplin. And even mainstream institutions like Harvard are beginning to confirm that water's behavior isn't as simple as once thought. So let's ask the obvious question. If water remembers, then what exactly is it remembering? And if water is carrying memories, emotions, or even information, then what happens when the water becomes part of you? Because this isn't just about experiments in a lab. This is inside you right now. So, if science is showing us that water isn't just a passive liquid, but an active carrier of information, then what else has it been storing? What else does it know? For as long as humans have existed, water has been more than just a necessity for survival. It's been sacred, revered, feared, and even worshipped. But why? We know that water reacts to energy. We know it can hold structure and might even store some form of memory. And yet, this same substance makes up 60% of your body, 75% of your brain, and covers 71% of the earth. Here's something to chew on. The water on Earth is billions of years old. It's been recycled through oceans, clouds, ice caps, and even inside living organisms for eons. Which means the water in your body right now has existed for almost as long as the planet itself. And it's not just Earth. Scientists have found water on Mars, on Europa, in interstellar space, everywhere. NASA has detected water vapor around distant exoplanets. The Hubble Space Telescope found water in the atmospheres of planets 1,000 light years away. Astrobiologists now believe that water is essential not just for life, but possibly for the transfer of information across the cosmos.
So every sip of water I take might be carrying ancient planetary history. Perfect. Can't wait for my morning coffee to download the history of the Andromeda Galaxy straight into my bloodstream.
Well, if water exists across the universe, and if it has the ability to store energy, memory, and structure, could it be that water is more than just a substance? What if it's a carrier of knowledge? Not just for life, but for the entire history of the cosmos. Almost every major civilization and religion throughout history has regarded water as sacred. Hindus believe the Ganges River can wash away karma. Christians use holy water for purification. Shinto shrines in Japan require cleansing before worship. Indigenous cultures perform water ceremonies for healing. Many cultures have held deep reverence for water. Could their observations align with emerging scientific discoveries? What if the water we interact with actually retains the energy, emotions, and intentions placed into it? And if water is truly holding on to something, what knowledge has it preserved throughout human history? We used to think water was rare in the universe. Now, it's everywhere. Scientists have found enormous reservoirs of water in space, like the one near a black hole that holds 140 trillion times the amount of water found on Earth. So here's the real question. If water is abundant throughout the universe, and if it has the ability to store energy, memory, and structure, then what exactly has been flowing through us for billions of years? For centuries, humanity believed memory was something stored in the brain. Neural connections, electrical signals, proteins, and pathways. But what if that was wrong? What if memory isn't just stored in us, but around us? If water can retain information, then every drop you drink, every molecule flowing through your veins, might be a vessel for something more. But here's where it gets disturbing. If water can store information, then it can be programmed. And if it can be programmed, then it can be manipulated. We already know sound frequencies affect water. Research from the 2000s showed water molecules change shape in response to different vibrations. Positive words create harmonic, symmetrical patterns. Negative words create chaos. Now, ask yourself, what happens when this is done on a massive scale? If humans are 60% water, could behavioral patterns, emotions, or even thoughts be influenced through the very water we consume? Let's be real. Governments and corporations already manipulate information. But what if the future of influence isn't through what we see or what we hear, but through what we drink? This isn't just theory. Scientists are already exploring it. Harvard's 2022 study confirmed water can store and transfer biological information. MIT has tested water-based data storage for biocomputing. In 2023, a study from Japan suggested water can transmit encoded DNA information. If biological data can be stored in water, then we aren't just talking about memory retention anymore. We're talking about thought transmission. Imagine a world where your experiences aren't stored in your brain, but in the very fluids that run through your body. And now, let's take this further. If water really stores information, tech giants won't ignore it. Water-based computing systems. What if AI learning models could run on structured water instead of silicone? Biological data storage. What if your personal history, thoughts, and emotions could be extracted through water? Could corporations explore water-based computing for biological data storage? It sounds insane until you realize they've been trying to do this with digital data for years. We already live in a world where corporations fight to control your thoughts, preferences, and behaviors through algorithms. The next frontier? Memory itself. If water holds memory, then we are walking archives. And if someone learns to decode that information, they'll hold the key to every thought, every emotion, and every experience humanity has ever had. This is no longer just an odd scientific curiosity. This is the next battlefield. And the scariest part? If water holds information, decoding it could become the next major scientific breakthrough. Thanks for watching. I'm Ralph, that's Wendell, who's probably rethinking every sip of water he's ever taken, and this has been Divergent Files. If this episode made you question reality, hit like, subscribe, and all the buttons that appease the almighty algorithm gods. Because let's be honest, YouTube's algorithm doesn't always favor deep dives like this. This kind of information is buried under 10 layers of cat videos and a reaction to clips. But if you want deeper dives, extended content, and theories we can't always explore here, head over to patreon.com/divergentfiles. YouTube doesn't fund this. We don't have sponsors. This channel survives because of you. Your support means more crazy investigations, more reality-breaking topics, and more of Wendell's paranoia about literally everything. Oh, and if you think we push boundaries here, Divergent Files Project Podcast is now live wherever you listen to podcasts. Completely unfiltered, extended episodes, and content YouTube wouldn't dare touch. Now let's talk. Does this idea freak you out? Or do you think science is onto something? Drop your thoughts in the comments, because this channel isn't just me talking at you. It's about all of us questioning the world together. At the end of the day, the universe is strange. The stories, even stranger. And we're just here trying to make sense of it all. Until next time, stay curious, stay skeptical, and watch what your water remembers. You are truly appreciated.
And don't say I didn't warn you when your morning coffee starts whispering ancient secrets. Just saying.
Do you ever feel like something's off? Like there's a shadow just outside the light. They feed you answers, keep you numb. But the questions, man, they don't sleep at night. Turn the dial, crack the code. What if the stories were never just stories? What if the ghosts, the whispers, the things that you dream aren't echoes but memories? We ain't here to play it safe. We ain't here to close our eyes. Ralph's got the map, Wendell's got the match. So tell me, how deep will you dive? Lights in the sky, in the static calling from the past. Footsteps in an empty room, and a name you don't remember whispered in a voice you never knew. Flip the page, break the lock. What if the past ain't the past at all? What if we're seeing the future? Just don't recognize the call. We ain't here to play it safe. We ain't here to close our eyes. Ralph's got the map, Wendell's got the match. So tell me, how deep will you dive? Like the past is reaching through the static, trying to remind you before we all go down.